it's teaching a different creation account. Because if they have portals opening and they're showing men this great technology, don't you think that these men are going to follow them rather than follow the Bible?
Absolutely.
To the unbeliever, the Bible is just an old archaic book. But to the believer, it's the word of God. It's the power of God. So, if you don't know Christ and you're meeting with these super advanced civilization of beings, I mean, you're probably going to believe whatever they're selling. You're going to pick up whatever they're laying down. So, yeah, it's all part of their agenda. And I think they're setting things up, literally setting things up for the tribulation. And, I've got brothers and sisters on both sides of this, but I'm a pre-wrath rapture guy. I believe that, I believe that we're going to get taken up after the tribulation, but I don't believe God's wrath gets poured out until we get taken up after the tribulation. A lot of people, Josh, will say, is it okay if I go here for a second?
Yeah, absolutely. Go for it.
A lot of people are going to say, oh, Justin, you got it all wrong. No man knows the day or the hour. And I say, you're right. But what chapter are you getting that from? They say, oh, well, we're getting it from Matthew chapter 24. Well, if you just go a few verses up, Josh, it says after the tribulation in those days.
Yeah, that passage is talking about the day of the Lord. It's something completely different than the rapture.
But again, if they're going to go there, it's like, well, if you're going to use that verse, let's just go ahead and take Matthew 24 in context.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I do believe, again, I mean, a lot of my friends are pre-trib, love them to death. We don't divide over this, but I really do believe the church is going to go through the tribulation. It's not God's wrath that's coming upon Christ. And I think what we're these things happening with CERN, I think we're going to be seeing all this kind of, culminating together in an end times demonic army. That's what I think. I think they're using humans to further their work, because I think it's going to be these demons from the bottomless pit. They're going to come up out. Now, the Bible says an angel will come out with a key to the bottomless pit. He'll come down and unlock it. We don't know how that's going to go down. Okay. We have a lot of theories based on eschatology that we've been taught. We've been taught so much growing up, especially if you've been raised in the church. We've been taught a lot about eschatology and how things are going to play out. But with technology, I was just talking with Gons and Basil. Actually, they're going to be on the fourth watch next week. But we,
Nice.
yeah, it's going to be awesome, man. Those guys, we have a lot of fun. But we were talking about transhumanism, and that's what the show's going to be about. But one of the things that comes up is that we really have to approach the scriptures, with a clean slate, rather than, how we've been taught. Let's just read it and take it for face value. And, the more things that happen, this is what I talked about with the guys, the more things that happen with technology, it almost gives us a clearer understanding of what the Bible's saying about the end times. Just kind of, that's how I've looked at it.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I definitely agree. And I'm curious to know how do you see all this playing out? Like what should people be looking for? Do you think it's going to be a NASA thing or a CERN thing or a little of both or a lot of different things? And how do you see that all playing out up until, let's say, Jesus' return? In as much detail as you want to get into, but I'm curious about your view of that.
Okay, so basically what I think is going to go down, and again, I'm not selling doctrine here. I'm just giving my perspective on how it could happen.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, so I've heard different theories about how the Antichrist is actually going to appear. And I think that, many people come out and they say, well, he's going to be a man who's born, and he's going to get killed halfway through the tribulation, and then he's going to rise back up, and then at that point he's the Antichrist. Okay, well, I've pretty much discounted the things that I've been taught growing up.
Yeah, me too.
They sound good, but they really put shackles on our feet when it comes to understanding the scripture. That's my opinion, and I'm not being critical of people, but really, you come to a point in your life, Josh, and I know you've probably come here, I'm there, where you say, I need to know what I believe, but I
Yeah.
also need to know why I believe what I believe. And
Absolutely.
if your answer is that you believe what you believe because your parents taught you, you've got problems. You've got to understand that the word of God is supposed to be the reason that we believe what we believe. So I want to get that out there first, but I think it's possible that the Antichrist could actually are, you know, he could be a Nephilim. I believe the Antichrist will be a Nephilim, but I think that he could be a Nephilim that's possibly extra dimensional. Okay. A good friend of mine, BDK of Omega Frequency Radio. What's up, BDK? If you're listening, if you're watching, Good friend of mine, love BDK to death. He and I really have a very, our views are almost like, I mean, just like inseparable when it comes down to Nephilim can experience Earth, but Nephilim would also be able to experience space.
Yeah.
Okay, we believe that Nephilim can, they can be in our dimension and they can be in another dimension. They're extra dimensional. I mean, that's really what we believe. And I think we're probably going to get into this a little more when we get into the questions from Facebook. But yeah. Okay, so the Nephilim have the ability, according to my research and BDK's research and possibly yours, Josh.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Nephilim can go inhabit another planet. Okay. Yeah. Look, there's going to be some of you listening right now, and you're not going to like me saying that. I'm sorry that I'm not sorry. I really believe this with all my heart. And Nephilim, I believe, can inhabit the moon. They can inhabit planet X. They could go on, you know, they could probably planet hop like a human could bar hop.
Okay? Yeah.
So that's my belief. So with that said, the Antichrist being a Nephilim could literally appear in the clouds to appear to be Jesus Christ. I know this sounds crazy, but think about it. If NASA's already telling us what they're doing, NASA says, hey, look, we are up here. This is what we're doing. NASA's not denying it. Matter of fact, they're cutting us a piece of cake and saying, hey, come watch.
Yeah. You know,
they're saying, come to our website and look at every week we have an update. So they're selling it as something good. Need I remind everyone, NASA a while back said they retired. Am I the only person that remembers this?
Yeah, no kidding. What's up with that?
I mean, come on. So what that means maybe is that if they're still advertising, okay? They're still an asset watching that, maybe even on DirecTV. I don't know. Okay, so here's the deal. Nephilim can go into space because I really believe space is just another dimension, okay? I think space is like a conglomeration of dimensions. I can't explain it. I can think it. Like, I can imagine it and picture it in my head, but it's hard to put into words. But again, we're dealing with dimensions here, okay? Can we fly up into space? Yes. Okay, but there's also portals that science is opening that tells us we can jump from here to here. Okay, that tells you that it's dimensional. Now, with that said, the Antichrist could easily come with glory in the clouds, appearing to be something super megalithic. We're talking about this guy. He's not, I mean, look, okay, there's always people who hate the president. Okay, I mean, look, even when a president's new.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, a president's new, there's still people that are like, screw that guy. You know, and I'll be honest with you, I'm kind of in that camp. I don't trust any presidents we have because I don't believe a born-again Christian will ever be a president because it's all – I don't even believe your vote counts.
Yeah.
You know, I believe it's all set up and staged. I believe the presidents are laid into position, but they give you this impression that your vote matters, and I think that's why people feel good about it. They're like, oh, well, this is good. I can vote. I can make a difference. So – and people, look, don't get mad at me. I'm just telling you what I believe based on my research. But look, Josh, okay, here's the deal. There's always going to be people who hate leaders. Why? Because they're human. They're flawed. They're liars.
Yep.
We're all liars. I mean, look, we've all told a lie before. That makes us a liar. It's only by the grace of God that we're forgiven, okay? So look, mankind is a bunch of liars. Your politicians, a bunch of liars. The difference in us and the politicians is that they don't know Jesus, so they're continuing to lie.
Yep. Okay?
Now, this guy comes down from space. I mean, I'm just telling you, man, this is what I believe. He comes down from space and people are just going, wow. People are goo goo gaga. He appears to be a human, but he's better than a human. You know, people are going to start connecting the dots and saying, okay, wow, you know, maybe he's one of the old gods that are returning. And all these, because, you know, a lot of religions have prophecies about the gods returning.
Yeah.
So, I mean, dude, it is possible that Satan is actually going to be the Antichrist. He could create a Nephilim and he could inhabit the body of the Nephilim. He could possess it. Or B, he could just take on the form of a man, come down in the clouds. And look, people are going to get all crazy about this. They're going to say, no, 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 it's going to be a man. No, no, you don't know it's going to be a man. Look, what was Yeshua? Yeshua was 100% God, 100% man.
Absolutely.
So in order for that to be legitimized with the counterfeit Messiah, he's got to be God and man. So I believe it's a Nephilim. But it's not God with a big G, God with a little G, fallen angel. So I think it could be Lucifer, literally just taking on the form of a man. Or it could be a Nephilim that Lucifer is going to inhabit. So I'm kind of like, I'm kind of in a mixed emotion about this, Josh, because I really think that it's possible that that's what's going to happen, that it's actually going to, this being is going to come down from heaven, from the heavens, I should say, and appear to be a god. And at that point, who's not going to worship it?